To Sharers of a Common Purpose, a letter written by Z. Charnot, November the 9th, 1993. To Sharers of a Common Purpose, the Greater Oneness, Sharers of a Common Method, Nearness, and the Freedom to be Near, Sharers of a Common Ideal, Beauty to Seek, to Create, to Express, Sharers of a Common Technique, Order as found in life and its evolution, uniqueness, diversity, and oneness via complementarity. So to you few, or to you who may be many. When you are prompted to separate, to go away, what will you go towards? When will you glimpse something or someone beautiful? Does it seek to depart? To hold, to stay, or to draw near? Remember, force is the agent of change. Whenever you are forceful, you are attempting to change something. But what pattern do you offer with your change? Is it a pattern of accommodation? Accommodation of your nature? Your nature withheld from transformational change? Here I would add another term. Transubstantial change. It is not simply form which needs to change, it is also substance. If we seek to surround ourselves with beauty, with order, do we know how to create? Do we know how to be a part of the beauty and the order we seek to be near? The only way to witness great beauty is to open, to allow, to yield, to receive, to welcome it, and to be beautiful. We are vessels. We contain. We convey. Within us, we process. We combine. We blend. We synthesize. We may also take apart. We may connect. We may aggregate or group. We may sort. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Who are the meek? When are we meek? When we don't strive, when we don't struggle, when we aren't fearful, when we distribute every unit of force to a diverse element of pattern. I don't know to whom I write. It is only to the extent you can use or you can benefit by what I say, that you are the recipient of this letter. So, when we seek to surround ourselves with beauty, with order, are we alone? Do we need the beauty we seek to be tough? Do we need the beauty we understand to withstand forcefulness we wield? Then life must be excluded. It is too fragile. Then we need hard, tough, strong beauty. We need rocks and mountains. Then we need sand and deserts. Then we need powerful waves and oceans. Then we need winds and storms. I like quiet. Serenity is beautiful. Calm is art. Peace is most welcome. Gentleness soothes. I like brooks and streams more than rivers. I like pools and ponds more than lakes or seas. I am forbidden from touching or being near so much of a river, a lake, or a sea. In ancient China, they had a word for weakness, meekness, gentleness. The word was Zhen. The Zhen were the followers of the way of Zhen. They were mocked, but they followed Wu Wei, the natural way, natural flow. They taught Wu Li, the flow of understanding and knowledge from the direction of one's attention. While some were harsh, forceful, insistent, they sensed, felt, they moved towards the stillness, away from the turbulent. So when you are prompted to separate, to go away, what will you go towards? Is there an ideal, some beauty, a place of universal friendship you may have heard about, or that you remember? Arlo Guthrie wrote in a song, "We can make a heaven out of this earth. Come on, children, come on." Domain was intended to be such a place. When do we enhance it? When do we diminish it? When do we create it? When do we despoil it? Each person, each moment, has the opportunity to contribute. What a responsibility. Harbinger imploded. All over the world there are fragments of its beauty and its order, and fragments of the forcefulness that shattered it. I have visited some of those fragments. There are seeds, and there are fossils. What will happen to domain? You choose. You choose every day, every hour, every minute. Learning to hope, where hope is due. See.